This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Fiona Apple was only 18 when her first album, Tidal, was released. It sold nearly 3 million copies and earned her a Grammy. Her second record sold almost a million copies, but Apple's fans have been waiting 6 years for a follow-up. Now they have it. Christian Bordahl has this review of Apple's new CD, Extraordinary Machine.
I really like a lot of things about Fiona Apple's new record, Extraordinary Machine. But I'll be pleasantly surprised if radio does, and if it sells millions. The new melodies can be challenging, and the verses are often cramped and angular with wiry chords. And though they usually release into a more flowing, legato chorus, these melodies don't have the easy, immediate beauty of her early work. Check out the first single, Oh Sailor. Apple actually completed a whole different version of this record back in 2003 with producer John Bryan, who's known for his work with hip singer-songwriter types like Apple and Amy Mann and Rufus Wainwright. But Apple's label, Epic, subset of Sony Corp, rejected that record. They didn't hear a single.
I was staring out the window the whole time he was talking to me. It was a filthy pane of glass, I couldn't get a clear view.
So to cut a long story very short, a new producer was brought in, Mike Elizondo, best known for his work with hip-hop stars like 50 Cent, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige. Uh-oh, you say. Well, that's what I said anyway. But in fact, Elizondo is used to producing spare tracks that place the rapper front and center. With someone like Apple, that approach works. I'll let you be the judge. Here's an early version of one of my favorites on the album, a song called Timps, the Sick in the Head song. And here's the version being released on the new album. The track on the verse is definitely more hip-hop.
Those boom times went bust, my feet of clay, they dried to dust. The red isn't the red we painted, it's just rust. And the signature thing that used to bring the following, I have trouble now, even remembering.
This is a kind of turning point for Fiona Apple. The music she's making now is too challenging and mature for a pop star career. So she has some decisions to make. Will she carry on a career at the level of, say, Joan Armatrading, who she often reminds me of, or Ricky Lee Jones, or any number of wonderful mid-level artists with a great body of work, good careers, and devoted fans? Or will she follow a path more like Kate Bush, another precocious teen with an incredible first album, whose output has become more and more sporadic? Stay tuned.
Independent music critic Christian Bordahl lives in Santa Monica.
And I certainly haven't been spreading myself around. I still only travel by foot, and by foot it's a slow climb. But I'm good at being uncomfortable, so I can't stop changing all the time. I notice that my opponent is always on the go and won't go slow, so